I have a good sermon prepared. It's in two parts and it's short. Because there's really two themes going on here. First of all, I want to rescue the second reading, James, since that's my name. You know, if you think about it, in a Catholic Mass, the epistle almost always gets forgotten, especially if the gospel is strong. So we can preach the gospel, and then the second reading kind of vanishes. You got a good psalm, especially with a choir like this one, and then a strong gospel, opening of the ears. But what about the second reading, the epistle? What do we do about that? Well, first of all, let's go to the theme of it. Down to the basics. Show no partiality. Show no partiality among the Christian community. If a man with rings on his fingers comes, and then a poor man in shaggy clothes, and you say, "Hey, rich dude, come on down. We have a building project for you." And the poor guy, you think, he doesn't have but much or more than a dollar. We'll do one of those envelope campaigns for you. You can stand over there while I do my thing. Would that be Christian? No. Somebody asked me earlier in my priesthood, why don't I, as a pastor, have a dress code? Why don't I have a dress code and make every parishioner follow it? I said, oh, that's an easy one. Then the poor would stick out and maybe not come out of shame because they don't have rich clothes or Sunday best. But mostly because Americans don't like to be told what to do. Do we? Think about it. No. We can make suggestions, but we can't give commands. I was visiting New Mexico earlier this week. A friend from seminary got back yesterday. $40 round trip on Frontier Airlines. That's including fees and everything. Even a man with shabby clothes can afford that. And they were having a squabble in the deanery. They were enhancing the confirmation requirements. They're doubling what the teams had to do to get confirmed. Two retreats instead of one, extra classes, without regard for athletics, family life, or any other such things. In fact, it had gone all the way, the pastor I was visiting, it had gone all the way to the chancellor's office. Chancellor's one of the head people. And they said, no, all you have to do is follow archdiocesan, they're from Santa Fe, it's an archdiocese, archdiocesan requirements. You don't have to do anything extra. But the dean was rather recently ordained and was flexing his muscle, you see. So he was trying, I guess, learning to force everyone to do it. He hadn't learned yet that you can't do that. That will drive the sheep away. Sheep have to be invited. You can't force them. I mean real sheep, the animal. It's the nature. They have to trust you first. Same in church. They have to trust you first. Oh yeah, people will come to Mass. It's the Eucharist. But the sure way to have a failed building campaign is to demand money. No, you have to invite money and show a need. And then the people will pray, and then we'll make a discernment, and it flows that way. As soon as we command, we lose. That's not what the church is about, although there's been many people that have commanded in the history of the church. Those of you who have lived here a while and seen a few priests come by, you know, it's been tried. So James is telling, in the book of James, it is being told, it's better to say, don't show partiality. Treat everybody equal. And the way to treat everybody equal is to invite. We don't know the conditions of everybody's life. We have to allow for everything. And if you look at about, if you think about it, we do a pretty good job in the Catholic Church of one size fits all. The Mass is the Mass. If people that I've heard of that have left the Catholic Church have never left because of the Eucharist. It's because of how they're treated. So Jesus says, treat everybody equal. So does Paul. So do most of the apostles. It doesn't mean not meet their needs. Not everybody's deaf, for example. Not everybody's blind. But if you make the blind see and make the deaf hear, it's equal treatment. Because what you're doing is you're removing their disabilities using the power of Christ. That goes on today, folks. The deaf are being cured and the blind are being cured. It's just that we can't show it in public. If we do that, then you're going to get a mob effect. So it's done privately. I personally witnessed some of these. Very rare, but they're there. And it may not be ears and eyes, it may be something else, like cancer. In fact, cancer is more common than ears and eyes. But the power of prayer still prevails, still, despite the machinations of priests and requirements. So I would put that extra enhancements of confirmation requirements in the file of do not burden my people. And that's another gospel. But the show no partiality sure fits in the same file. Let everybody blend in, so that rich and poor alike may worship as one. So maybe the rich can wear less rings and dress down, and the poor can dress up, and we can have a dress code that says, wear anything appropriate. Appropriate means anything that does not detract from worship, and be done. And the priest gets to see what everybody's wearing. And this church seems to fit those requirements. Not too high, not too low, kind of like the Goldilocks zone. Just right. Let us stand and profess our